Lakeland. Three area schools are heading to basketball provincials, following strong showings in the 1A girls and 2A categories at Northeast Alberta Schools Athletic Association, NEASAA, zone tournaments hosted throughout the region. St. Paul and area schools were hosts to a number of the zone tournaments, along with Cold Lake and Vigreville. While the host 1A girls team from F.G. Miller Jr. Senior High School in Elk Point faced a couple tough losses, the Malag Stingers were able to secure first place, beating E.H. Walter from Paradise Valley in the final, and earning themselves a spot at 1A Provincials. Going into the weekend ranked in second place, the Malag Stingers had a bye into the semifinal game, where they came up against their neighboring rivals, Glendon School. The Malag team won 48-13. That put our team in the final game against E.H. Walter from Paradise Valley, says coach Adele DeChain. Our team played an extremely defensive first quarter with the score being 7-5 after the first quarter. Malag had a stronger second quarter, and the score would be 25-9 at half. From there was no looking back, says DeChain. The girls continued to play to their best potential thus far, and finished the game with a score of 77-27. Our team consists of 2 grade 9s, 1 grade 10, 5 grade 11s, and 3 grade 12s. The season was extra special for DeChain, whose older daughters helped her out with coaching, and her youngest daughter was among the grade 11 student athletes playing on the court. In the bronze meal game, St. Mary's Catholic School from Vigreville beat Glendon School. The 1A Boys Zone Championship took place in Vigreville, hosted by St. Mary's Catholic School. E.H. Walter from Paradise Valley won first place, St. Mary's took the silver medals, and Marwane won third place. 2A on the 2A girls' side, first place was won by Assumption High School out of Cold Lake, and second place went to Vigreville Composite High School. Third place was won by Lamont High School as the competition wrapped up in Ashmont. Overall, I felt the weekend went very well. Zones as a competition ran smoothly while having the most competitors and spectators at our school since COVID regulations were lifted, said Cody Kemelniski, co-athletic director and a teacher at Ashmont School. All the athletes competed at their highest levels, which made each game very exciting to watch and had the crowd cheering nice and loud for the athletes, he added. There were many smiles and some unfortunate tears over the weekend, but it felt like the athletes and spectators were enjoying themselves overall. Kemelniski said many staff members in Ashmont received compliments about the host school and how well the tournament went, which put a smile on our faces to hear, and hopefully, that means we achieved our goal to run a good, fun zones tournament for everyone to enjoy. The 2A Boys Zone Tournament took place in Cold Lake at Assumption Junior Senior High School, where the host team would claim the top spot, beating J.R. Robson out of Vermilion by a score of 57-38. Taking bronze was another area team, as Ashmont beat Kitsikati 91-87 in overtime. 3A in the 3A girls category, first place was won by Holy Rosary out of Lloydminster, and second place went to Westwood School from Fort McMurray. Taking home the bronze medals was the host team, St. Paul Regional High School, who beat Father Micredi School from Fort McMurray by a score of 51-38. The J.A. Williams team from Lac La Biche would take fifth place on the girls' side after beating Holy Trinity 71-33. On the 3A boys' side, first place would go to one of the Fort McMurray teams in the tournament, Father Micredi School. They would beat Holy Rosary High School from Lloydminster by a score of 65-50 in the final game. The bronze medal game saw two Fort McMurray teams meet up, with Ecole McTavish beating Holy Trinity High School 52-45. The host boys team from St. Paul would win some and lose some, ultimately coming in fifth place after beating J.A. Williams out of Lac La Biche 81-79. The St. Paul boys narrowly lost by just 3 points on Friday to the eventual zone champions, Father Micredi School, making for a very close competition, overall.